He died 10 months after she died, which was kind of interesting because he had dementia. They never called it Alzheimer's, but it was like dementia, which is kind of frightening.
Yes. I guess that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about school? Did you go to school?
We went to, I went, as well as my husband, to Henry Grady High School here in Atlanta. He was the drum major of the band, and I was the one of the drummers. And then he went to Emory, and I went to Georgia State College for Women, which is now Georgia College and State University in Milledgeville, Georgia.
And what did you study?
Business. I had to have a job because we got married just before he started medical school. So I was a business major and a voice minor.
Oh, wow.
Singing.
You had a musical. Mm-hmm. Do any of your children have any?
Yes, they all do.
Really? Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about that.
Let's see. Our daughter sings. Our youngest son plays the bass, fiddle. Mm-hmm. And our middle child plays the drums.
Wow.
Our grandchildren are mostly musical. The boys, we have four grandsons. They don't want anybody to know that they're musical, but because, of course, they play ball.
Really?
Yes, they're ball players.
Oh.
They're big. Our youngest grandchild's 13.
Oh,
so they're old.
How old are your children?
Vicky is 44. Mm-hmm. Barry is 42, and Scott's 41.
Oh, right.
Our grandchildren are 22, 19, 18, three 17-year-olds, and a 13-year-old.
Wow.
They're all up there. But they're little.
No great-grandchildren.
No, please, no. Our oldest grandchild is in France right now at the American University.
Oh, how's that going?
It's frightening to me, but she says it's okay. Nobody makes any remarks to her. She looks very German, so that might be why.
And probably speaks great French.
She's very fluent in French, and she's a film major. Couldn't do film here.
The life experience.
It's wonderful for her, really. She loves it.
Well, let's see. What about, where did she go to college over here? Anywhere?
Who, our granddaughter? She went to Queens College for 8 days in Charlotte, North Carolina, and did not like it, so she withdrew herself and came home. And then she went to massage therapy school because it was too late to get into anything else. So she did that, you know, for a quarter, and then she went to Perimeter College for, she's a senior now, 3 years, and then to American University in Paris.
What about your kids? Where did they go to school?
Vicky went to Emory. She's a nurse. She has a master's from Nashville, Vanderbilt. Barry went to the University of Phoenix. And Scott went to St. Andrews Presbyterian College in Laurinburg, North Carolina. Then he got his master's in medicine at Emory.
Wow.
They used to be able to go to Emory free because my husband's a full professor, mm-hmm. but no more.
No
Them
more.
Days is gone
no
forever.
Well, tell me a little bit about y'all's wedding.
Our wedding was really quite large for a wedding in 1953. We'll be married 50 years this year.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And I had seven bridesmaids and two flower girls. And really now, having had three weddings, I had no idea how much weddings cost. But my parents gave me and my sister just about anything, you know, within reason.
Right.
We did not have a car growing up, as all three of my children had cars, and all my grandchildren, except 13-year-old, have cars.
Wow.